Hey y'all, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you stopped by. My name is Connor Morganti, and I'm devoted to bringing you the best of all things money each and every week. Do you listen to other financial experts' advice and think, that just doesn't make any sense? And there has to be something different or maybe even better. Does your money situation keep you up at night? When you balance your checkbook or look at your 401k statement, do the words frustrating, overwhelming, intimidating, and challenging come to mind? Maybe you're a good little saver and pay all your bills, but want to know how to get to the next money level. Do you wonder why the rich keep getting richer? Join me each week to get your free money coaching, all while keeping the conversation real with straight talk and a little bit of humor. Because let's face it, I'm hilarious. If you've been searching for a helpful and heartfelt virtual learning opportunity without judgment, well, sister friend, then this podcast is for you. Welcome to the Southern Fried Business Podcast. Hey, y'all, and happy Tuesday. I'm back for another edition of Terminology Tuesday, where I break down money terms into easily digestible snacks to increase your knowledge and build your confidence. When financial people are using industry jargon, are you feeling a little lost? Tune in each week and you'll be explaining market updates and translating money lingo to all your friends in no time. Today we're chatting about the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The Dow is an index that tracks 30 large publicly owned blue chip companies trading on the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ. If you don't remember what either one of those trading platforms are, go back 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, I talked about the New York Stock Exchange, and last week we discussed the NASDAQ. So the Dow Jones is named after Charles Dow, who created the index back in 1896, along with his business partner, Edward Jones. The Dow 30 includes such companies like Coca-Cola, Disney, Home Depot, and Caterpillar. I feel like I should buy some stock in Disney. Disclaimer, I don't have any stock in Disney, but I also have a six-year-old daughter. So I've spent enough money to probably make the price of the share price go up at least a dollar, right? But anyway, what I did want to break down for you here is the Dow is an index. Or some people call it a benchmark, or we use it as a benchmark as to what's going on generally in the stock market. But what I want to bring home, a lot of financial people, whether they're meeting with clients like me, meeting with clients, you know, with you as a client, or maybe they're on the news, maybe they're on Fox Business, or they write for a financial publication or things like that. Typically, everybody tracks the Dow as an indicator as to what's going on over the entire stock market, all the companies that are traded there. Now, I think it could be a good indicator as to what is going on, but it's not the end all. So that's what I want to dispel. Just because the Dow might be down for the day doesn't mean your investments are going to be down that same day. Now, they might be, depending on, obviously, what you're invested in and how it matches up with the 30 stocks on that Dow 30. But a lot of people panic or rejoice, depending on the day, based on what the Dow is doing. So I would just give you a little bit of caution there. Instead of just looking at the Dow, look at your own stuff, because a lot of times the Dow might be down because it's tracking what we call, what are called blue chip stocks. Those are the heavy hitters of the stock world or the business world, where they're big, they're worth a lot of money, they're kind of slow movers, but they're kind of the safe bet too. So that's in a whole different category of other investments that you or I might be invested in. So before you panic, if you see the Dow this morning, I think as I'm recording this, it keeps jumping back and forth between a 200 point gain and loss. I mean, that's a pretty decent size swing, plus or minus. But don't panic on those things. Don't even rejoice on that situation. You need to look at your own individual investments before you let emotion take over, because your investments might be doing just fine. So anyway, just a little word to the wise there. Another little thing that I wanted to mention that I've always found interesting, with the exception of a couple, all the stocks in the Dow 30 are going to have stock symbols, which is their abbreviated names to make it easy for traders and the computer to recognize what you're trying to do. They all typically have stock symbols that are three letters or less. So when Ford was on the Dow 30, their stock symbol is F, because they're one of the oldest companies in our country, right? So GM, when they were on it, they're not, I don't think they're on it anymore, maybe. I didn't look today, but their stock symbol is GM. So Coca-Cola, I think it's C-O-K maybe. Disney is D-I-S. Home Depot is H-D. Caterpillar is C-A-T. You're going to have a couple on there these days that are considered now blue chip stocks that are going to have the four letter symbols, but they're typically going to stay on that NASDAQ composite index. So anyway, just a little tidbit of information that I've always thought was so odd, but, you know, whatever makes you look and feel smart, right? So anyway, I hope you'll tune in next week. Next Tuesday, what do I have on the docket here? We're going to talk about the S&P 500, which is another index or benchmark that we as financial people use to kind of track what's going on in the market with, generally speaking, with your investments and what that means. So I hope you'll tune in, and I will see you same time next week. Thanks. Bye. The opinions and information in this podcast are for general information only. Any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. Thank you for joining me today on the Southern Fried Business Podcast, where I help women gain the confidence they need to take control of their checkbooks and live the life they once envisioned for themselves. Join me next week for another timely info drop that will help you level up. Ladies, it's time to fund your life.